Wagwan, everybody.
Welcome What's up?
To episode 87. We've been gone for a minute.
Apologies. Our life is crazy.
Yep, and I've been too sick, you guys. I'm sorry. So let's get into some of this news that we missed. You know how Unity... Last time I talked to you guys, Unity was being fucking stupid and trying to charge all the fucking indie developers a bunch of money.
Yeah, I remember this.
So, since the last time I talked to you guys about that, there was an update to that where they were going to roll this shit back and only charge a certain amount. And then that shit, I don't even know what happened with that shit. It sounds like they might have just undid the whole thing. And then the guy got fired, basically, because I'm pretty sure their fucking investments and shit, their stock prices look like shit. When this guy just came rolling out here going, I want you to all give me all your money. I don't care if your game is old. I want all money.
This is the same guy that wanted to charge people in shooters for reloading.
Yes, he...
Oh, if you're in a shooter and you have to reload, you need to pay $1 per clip or something like that. I was like, what the fuck?
He's known as the greediest CEO. He was the one, yeah, that was charged. He wanted you to, every time you would play Call of Duty and had to reload... You would see all these prices that he was trying to charge. Like, I still don't understand him. He's like such a... You're saying Bobby Kotick is like more sane?
No, Bobby Kotick is overpaid.
No, but he also makes terrible, really bad ideas. But you're saying he has a better thinking than this man.
Sam.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, dude, you used to work for them and they thought you were too greedy and replaced you with him. And now you went to Unity? Fuck that shit up. Oh my, whatever.
Yeah, Bobby Kotick's fucking terrible, but this guy sounds worse.
Yeah, he's probably gonna just retire, because no one's gonna fucking want that. I don't know who's gonna want to. Their company's gonna fuck up.
Has enough money to retire, just like Bobby Kotick.
Exactly.
Money to fucking retire, just get the fuck out of here.
Just leave.
All alone.
Stop ruining stuff.
You guys just fucking ruined the gaming world.
Yeah, because now all of the people are gonna move to, like, Godot or a different fucking gaming engine because Unity can't be trusted. They're not gonna use something and then get charged a bunch later.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, now you have to pay a bunch of money.
It don't make no sense. We also have Elder Scrolls. Your new Elder Scrolls will be expected to launch in 2026.
Full of bugs.
Yeah, probably. At least... that's what the court case is saying, that involves the whole merger with Microsoft.
Yeah.
But the weird part is that, it stuck out that it's gonna be, like, an Xbox only, like, PC, maybe exclusive shit. PS5 ain't getting shit.
Cool.
You ain't getting shit. They said no Elder Scroll for you. They don't want you guys. They're starting to play hardball now. Xbox is starting to do the same shit as Sony and being like, everything's exclusive. Then we have, oh, shit. Starfield fucking took a shit. You guys are, like, tearing it apart in reviews online and just... Starfield wasn't it. Starfield wasn't it.
Right, and I was like, hey, that looks like that's gonna be, like, a big, like, sci-fi from Bethesda.
And then I guess some of you got so mad that, you made a mod that now got banned by Nexus Mod because of the pronouns they were using, even though... It was saying day, and it has to say day because it doesn't know who you is, because it don't know your name? What? What are you kidding me, guys?
People,
come on!
People get too crazy about the fucking pronouns and everything. I'm just like...
I don't have time for this!
Come on, guys.
Is that why the fuck...
I don't want them to say they, them. What the fuck is wrong with
you? That's what you're worried about? How about I don't want the fucking game to be so glitchy, the man to fall into the floor, their skin to peel off their face.
And you're worried like, about them saying they, them.
Right? What are you guys?
I don't want them to refer to my character as they or them, because I'm not non-binary. And I'm
Nobody
like,
knows your name. It doesn't know you.
If somebody doesn't know your name, they're going to refer to you as they or them.
Oh, fuck you guys. And then you got Jim Ryan. He is leaving Sony. He is retiring by next year. He's the CEO that's been running Sony, and so far I fucking think he sucks. He's the one that's been telling you guys that live services are the only fucking things that matter. And, I'm sorry. You guys could tell me PS5 is awesome all day, but Spider-Man, God of War, Horizon, But is there something else?
Right, they don't really have a whole lot actually going on there.
Yeah, you guys haven't made anything that really stuck out to me that I was like, oh, that's like the best shit. Like, all the very good shit is like on everything. Like, Baldur's Gate 3 is on everything.
Yeah, Baldur's Gate 3, oh, and it's so fucking amazing. Although I think we're getting to talking
about that. Yeah, we're going to talk about that later. But I'm just saying, you guys, Jim, Ryan, people are saying, like, they're so sad, but I'm kind of happy because I'm like, oh, maybe we're going to actually get backwards compatibility and somebody that believes in their backlog of very good games that they have that they can make games off of.
That'll always be something I complain about systems that don't allow backwards compatibility. And I'm like, you literally have a better processing system than the old system, and you're telling me, like, oh, we can't play games from the old system because it's not compatible.
Why doesn't anything play PS3? Why doesn't anything play PS2? What are
you're
you doing?
You're telling me a PS5 can't play a PS1 game? Oh, it's not compatible. That's too much. Too much for the PS5 to handle to play it. Get the fuck out of my
face. And
then
to hear that you have to use a weird emulator that's not even good as emulators you find online?
Oh,
that doesn't make
that
sense.
That pisses me off about the fucking Switch. The emulation that they do for their old games on the Switch is a worse emulator than ones that you can easily get.
And it's the same thing with Sony. If you try to do the whole...
Like, hey, let's just half-ass...
What is it?
Emulating our old games.
Yeah.
Because they obviously can emulate their old games. Their processors can handle it. They just want to be lazy.
And a lot of that stuff, they're lazy. They don't want you to have a hard copy of it. They don't want you to have a copy of it.
Or
so
you have
got
to rebuy the hard copy of it.
Yes.
Or you have to rebuy the digital copy of
it. And it's
it.
So fucking annoying. You guys, come on. Like, whoever's the next CEO, can we get some compatibility and some backwards and some games that we haven't heard from for years that should come back? Like, Sony used to have so many people that I would consider a mascot for their company, and you don't use them. Where's Sly Cooper? Where's a new Sly Cooper?
People only want to play new AAA games.
Oh, you know what? Jack and Daxter had like a really wild ass third game had a wild ass ending. You know what? How about you just bring that shit back and explain better?
Well, because
that would be cool.
They made a fourth game that was even worse.
No, we're not counting that because that was made by a company that didn't even deserve to be making that shit.
We're going to pretend like it never happened.
I'm never going to talk to you guys about that. I'm not even going to give you the name of the game because it's so bad. That's how bad it is. And if you ever look it up, you're going to be sad. Don't look at it. Just trust me on this. And then, oh God, I'm going to mess your name up. John Riccitiello steps down as CEO of Unity. We just talked about that. That's what his name was. His name is John Riccitiello. Do not hire this man.
Don't hire this man.
Diablo 4 is coming to Steam, and it came to Steam, and you guys already shat on it. Let's go. Hell yeah.
Nobody cares. I remember when it first came out, people were like, oh, this is awesome. We love it. Then they did some update to it, and the game just shit the bed when the update happened. Everyone was like, why'd you nerf the whole fucking game? We were having fun.
Yes.
Like, and I'm just like, what is with studios doing this? Like, hey, people are having a lot of fun playing this game. Let's make it harder.
And I think that's what they did with this one, too.
It's easy. We gotta make it harder. Oh, yeah, no, With Baldur's Gate 2, that pisses me off that I was like having a great time playing it, and all of a sudden, every single dice roll I do is you missed, you missed, you missed,
yes.
You missed, you missed, you missed. And I was like, I'm just turning down the difficulty. I'm not playing this fucking shit.
Oh, and the last story that I got for you guys, you have a new worst game of the year. It's now Skull Island fucking Rise of King Kong. So that game, if you haven't seen it, looks like a Nintendo 64 game. Don't buy it. Don't be fucking tricked.
Looks
Don't let your
worse,
kids buy it
looks
either.
Worse than a Nintendo 64 game.
Yeah, and it's very boring, and it's getting, like, scores of threes and twos, so, like, deadass, don't buy this game. Don't let your kids buy this game. Anybody that's just interested in King Kong, it is a lie. It's not like the PS3 King Kong is actually a better game than it, even though people said that wasn't a good game. So, there you go. And now let's talk about a ton of demos that we played during Next Fest and all the other games and shit that we played this fucking time that we've been gone. Like, okay, we played Another Crab's Treasure, and holy shit, that's Souls Crab.
Yeah, it's like Dark Souls, but you're a crab on the floor of the ocean.
Yes, and it's Crab Souls, and I love it. And Crab Souls is so fucking good, dude. You guys have to play. You're like this adorable ass little crab, and then you're fighting all these other giant crabs or other asshole things. Because I don't know what that monster is that I fought. That there's this giant green monster. It just sits on you and sucks you in.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's just fucking horrible. I'm not good at killing that thing. But like, I got through like two levels and like, yeah, that's a good game. I'm buying that shit. You guys buy that shit. Buy that shit. And if you haven't tried it, I think the demo's still out. Hurry up before they take it down. Hurry up and play it. Another game, I actually completed a game called No Game Here, Wrong Dimension. And that fucking game is fucking weird. It's a point and click. And you'll probably find it on everything. You just click around and you're trying to get out of start the game that they claim is not a game, and then it turns into a whole story about the game searching for the creator. And you do find the creator, and it's really weird, and you do come out of the game and mess and interact with the creator. It's really weird. It's so good, though. If you have time, play that one. It's pretty good.
That sounds weird. It's like some meta-ass shit.
It is. Every fucking world you jump into a different dimension. It was so interesting. I liked it. And the game that we played that was fucking sick, or been playing, Baldur's Gate 3. So let's talk about it. Oh my god. Okay, I never played Baldur's Gate until I played the first one with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is a game. I'm not very good at it. I don't think I like this right now. I'm going to try to figure this out, but I'm not good at it. And then I was like, okay, I'm doing really bad. And Babe was just like, let's play the new one. And I was like, okay, let me check that.
Yeah, we were like playing our way through the first one, and you were like, I'm doing terrible at this. And I was like, you know what, let's just play the new one. We can come back and play the original another day.
Yeah, and the new one is, wow, tons times different.
Worlds apart. Really was what that was the big point that I wanted to make. Is like, okay, you need to see what the first one was like before you play the new one.
And yeah.
You have a much better appreciation for Baldur's Gate 3 because of playing the first
one. Yes, because,
even though you didn't beat it, you just played it for like a few hours.
It's upscaled like fuck. The graphics, the control scheme, the map layout, a lot of stuff from like the first game, because there was shit in the first game that I was just getting pissed off with. Like, okay. You guys got me fucked up. If you ever do a remaster of the first and second Baldur's Gate into, like, the versions, like, of 3...
That'd be fun.
Because that would be sick. The reason why is, okay, why, when you did the alleged upscale that you did, which it does have a upscale, it still looks like poop, but, the old one, why did you guys keep the same point-and-click layout type scheme and then also ported it to controllers? Are you crazy? It's so bad. They walk like booty. I can never click the right things. But on 3, they straight just let you walk like how you walk in a fucking video game.
Yeah,
they're just like, here, go analog stick, go for it. I'm like, yes, I can move freely.
And then they're like, if you do want to do the point and click.
Oh, yeah, and if you want to switch to point and click, you can. And I'm like, oh, my God. This is great. This is so much better. It's for everyone now.
That's super fun about it. It's one of the things I like. You know, and that you can really customize your character that you play as in this one. That's another just wonderful point of part of the game.
You can spend hours in that fucking character creation screen. Yeah, just trying to figure out what you want to be.
Do you want to be a wizard? I just made mine look like me.
Right?
It just looks like me. You're like, why does it just look like you?
I made mine into a demon-ish looking ass person. I'm a tiefling, ain't I?
Tiefling or whatever they're called. Yeah, you're playing as a tiefling. I'm just playing as a human.
Fucking babe. Didn't even want to go with the horns. I wanted mad crazy horns and be crazy. I was like, make my character awesome.
I'm going to definitely play this game several other times.
I am totally.
Plays different characters.
When I heard. Okay, so there's this whole other thing to this game where they're like, oh, there's an evil part of the game where you could play with a dark urge. We haven't started that playthrough because we haven't beat the whole story yet on the first playthrough. But I could see it. I could see why people keep coming back and playing this game, and I'm probably going to be playing this game fuck all the way until next year, probably.
Yeah, just on and off going to be playing it.
Cause
it's too fun.
Yeah, and I can't sit there forever. Because, okay, it's also strategy, you guys. Because, let's talk about how you actually play in this game. So, you fucking. It's like turn-based, right? Yeah,
it's turn-based there combat. Which forces you to be very
strategic.
Very strategic in the way that you fight. Even the way that you build your group. Because when you level someone up, you might be like, oh no, somebody else already has that ability. I need to give this person a different ability.
Yep. And so you're always trying to. And you have like a good amount of characters. You like have four or so characters in yourself. And you're trying
to
like.
You have four, but you can mod it and more. Like I have six in my.
Yeah, but you won't take Shitty Gale. You know you need Shitty Gale. I
fucking hate Gale after talking to him. And he just wants to have sex with me and eat all my magical items.
Why does he want to have sex with you and eat your shit?
Let me suck your dick and also suck all the power out of all your magical items. And I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Right? And that's the reason why I don't like him, because I'm like, oh, dude,
and
stop
eating
my stuff.
People who haven't played this game know, like, legit, Gale wants to fuck me. Like, I've already gotten laid in this game. You know, after we took out the whole goblin camp, that green lady, what's her name? Lizelle or something?
Yeah, Lizelle.
She was like, oh, it was so hot killing all those goblins. Let's fuck. You know? And I was all, fuck it, let's do it.
Oh, and this game is, like, rated, like, really mature as fuck. So, yeah, there's tons of fucking, and there's tons of cussing, and, dull, just funny, bad humor, just saying terrible things. They just say, Astarion says some of the worst things I've ever heard. So, like, I'm not kidding. Oh, darling, you should just let them kill each other. No!
I love having more people in my party, because there's more conversations going on, now there's more people.
Right, and they say terrible things to each other. You're like, oh, stop fighting.
That was great when the warlock guy was talking to Lazelle, and he's like, do you believe in love at first sight? She's all, fuck love. I don't believe in love. I just believe in carnal pleasures.
Right.
She's like, I like to get down and dirty. I was all, what the hell?
What was Will trying to do? Was he trying to shoot a shot at her or
trying
what?
To shoot a shot at her.
Like, what was that?
I guess he heard she fucks like a beast.
It's so funny. I love this fucking game. And then this is stupid. Everybody, you will have your own, like, kind of stories. Like, we're telling you what we experience, but that probably won't, like, exactly happen for you.
Depends on the choices you make, the people you have in your party, the character that you're playing as, and how you play as your character. There's so many different little
things that they tried to
that can change the story of the game.
And if you accidentally murk certain people or decide to do certain missions before other missions, the story. I like it. I like how it's so. Oh, but we can't fucking do that for my new Fallout that I was playing. We can't figure out where to fuck. What? Why does this do it so easily? And all the companions they don't make me want to murder them. You know how many of them that I straight fucked up because I fucked my game up in Fallout just killing them? Because they upset me? Because I should have just stayed with the fucking dog as my partner?
Oh, yeah, no, but in Fallout, all I ever played with was the dog. Everyone else annoyed me. And I'd abandon them at some point.
The robot I abandoned almost immediately. He just wouldn't let me do things my way. We should do it this way. No, dude, this is the good way. No, and I hate that. They don't conflict with you that much in this one. They disapprove of shit, but they're not like, okay.
All my companions I would abandon in the same place. I had this, like, stronghold that I just let them all stay there.
You're just leaving them all in the same place.
If I remember, yeah, in Fallout, I think we're talking about Fallout 3, right?
Yeah.
There was this weird, like, stronghold that I found, and I ended up just fortifying it and turning it into, like, a fucking fortress.
I just need to play New Vegas, because everybody says that was the cream of the. And I just need to do it. because I'm playing all this other stuff, and it's just not hitting. Some, and they're just bad. No, this, why Starfield? This game was written better. The story's better. Like, what? I'm just so flabbergasted.
Yeah, no, Baldur's Gate 3 is so well done. It is.
It's a beautiful game. You might not like it because it doesn't play like your other games, and it's...
Yeah, if you don't like turn-based combat, you might not be into it, but it is a just super fun game. It's well-written, has a fun story, there's a lot going on in it.
And I love the turn-based combat because that means you get to, like, have stupid ideas, like me.
Yeah, you can be really, like, clever. Like, I have just, like, jars of grease that I'll just chuck at people, and then I'll throw a fireball at them.
Like, I'll see. I throw water on them, and then I electrocute them. I'm a bastard. I'll electrocute them. That's kick people in holes.
Because I've found just, like, jars of grease, and I'm, well, it's a jar of grease. You know what that means.
There's been chances where, like, okay, you know where it says, like, you can hit somebody, and it's like, oh, but you don't have enough movement for that?
Yeah.
I straight jump. I just jump on top of them and just hit them.
Oh, wow.
I just don't care. If you're not, I will figure it out. Yeah, like, sometimes you just gotta think outside the box with this game. Blowing people up, poisoning all of the people so that they can't kill you or something. You got, like, I just love all the different ways. There's different ways to solve the problems, and I'm like, yes!
Right? Yes. No, you're making me want to play it right now. I'm like, as soon as we're done recording, I am...
Going back to Baldur's Gate.
I'm going back to Baldur's Gate as soon as we're finished recording.
Alright. So, you know, we'll come back to more Baldur's Gate eventually, because it's honestly, always going to be on here.
It's so good that it's going to be like how we constantly talk about Witcher 3.
Witcher
3. Yeah. It's going to be like that, how I'm just like, you know what, I could use some Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. Like, as soon as I'm done playing Baldur's Gate 3, I'm going to go play Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, and then I'm going to come back and play Baldur's Gate 3.
They're really good games, I like them.
Fucking amazing games, you know, it's like when I first discovered Skyrim, mm-hmm. you know, and then I've played it too many times, though. I think I've told you I've...
Yeah, you've told me you played it a lot.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours, you know.
You gotta go play new, pretty Skyrim, the one, the super mod.
Because there was one point I was thinking, like, I was like, oh, I did about 300 hours in Skyrim, and I went and I, like, looked stuff up and, like, was actually, how much did I play on this system? Because I had it on different systems.
Yeah.
It's actually closer to maybe about 1,000 hours on Skyrim.
What? Jesus.
I think I may have played about 1,000 hours on Skyrim.
The most I put into a game is, like, maybe a little bit over 100 hours,
but
maybe.
I think I'm getting there with Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, but the only thing with Skyrim is that I've modded the fuck out of it. I've never actually modded The Witcher.
Oh! I never thought about modding The Witcher. What? That would be kind
of
cool,
I've modded the fuck out of Skyrim. I already started modding Baldur's Gate, but really just because I wanted more people in my party. I was like, I don't
because
like
the story's
people.
More juicy.
Yeah, it's way more juicy and you have more people.
And it's so... Oh my god, it's just awesome. Jesus, just play Baldur's Gate 3. Just do it, you guys.
Play
fuck.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Okay, and you played a demo. And you played RoboCop Rogue City?
Motherfucking RoboCop. So it was fun, but it was a little bit too easy.
It's too easy.
I thought it was too easy.
Okay.
Not a bad game, though. I mean, I'm not going to hate on it.
That's pretty good, because it's like nobody expected it, and I think it's like some indie, ain't it?
Yeah, it's like an indie, but it's straight up just like based off of the movies, because you look exactly like RoboCop.
Oh, dude, you sounded like it.
You sound like RoboCop from
and
the
man,
movie.
It made me kind of pissed off. You got to a part where I guess they were trying to like say that you were malfunctioning or something, and the way that whole conversation went, I was just like, yeah, this is RoboCop. I fucking hate this. I fucking hate this. What are you doing
like, you
to
know,
him?
I love RoboCop, but I also like in certain ways I don't like RoboCop. Because
it's really fucked up.
It is really fucked up. There was this meme I saw the other day. It was all this motherfucker died and they still made him go to work.
Yeah. They're forcing him against his will, and then they don't let you have no family, they don't want you to remember shit, so it's just like, oh, when you kind of play it and you're hearing the conversations, you're like, oh, did you actually watch the movie and really get pissed off? Because, like, I think I got mad about it, and I think I talked to you about it. Yeah. I was like, why the fuck?
But the game was only, like, a demo, so I could definitely see, like, the potential it could have.
I can't wait for the full release.
But,
see what
I
happens.
Mean, it's too much just like a point A to point B shooter. Like, it's very linear. Mm-hmm. It's this very, like, linear first-person shooter. And while, like, I was having fun with it, I'd have more fun playing that, like, on an arcade cabinet with, like, a... Because that's what it felt like. It felt like an arcade cabinet game.
Yeah.
You know, where you've got, like, a gun and you're actually like, boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean?
Yes, because that would be so fucking cool. Oh, yeah! Oh,
can that's you, what with, it felt like.
One of the cool ones like that we got to play in with the sounds and then, like, some rushing air.
Oh, yeah, we got to play in a crazy one, yeah, oh, where there was, yeah. like, surround speakers around you and yeah, stuff. That was pretty cool. No, I'm just talking about, like, an old school, like, arcade cabinet.
Just an art, okay. Because I was like, now, if you get me into, like, wanting to create something, that would be sick. Because
that's what it felt like. To me, it felt like this, like, arcade cabinet experience.
See, that's awesome. All right, I might check it. I played more demos, of course. I played too many demos. I also played one called Turnip Boy Robs the Bank. If you played the original fucking Turnip Boy does tax evasion, then you know that this is a fucking vegetable fruit-based game that has really stupid, cheeky jokes. But looks like a kid's drawing. And this one plays like a roguelike. And he's just gonna keep trying to rob this bank, and it's mostly for the puns. That's all I'm gonna say. This game isn't like the best game ever or anything, so I'm not gonna tell you to go play this one. But I'm gonna tell you, if you are into little puns and funny shit like that, vegetable dumb puns, then yeah, you could laugh your ass at this one.
Yeah, it was sort of like a cutesy game.
Mm-hmm. I played Headbangers, which is an online rhythm game, which is fun. It's fucking great. I thought it was pretty fun. I think you played it too for a little bit.
The one where you're the duck?
Yeah, you're a bird or a pigeon or something.
Pigeon.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah, I played it for a bit too.
And you play online. It's good and all, unless it pings somebody else's internet and then you're fucking on key and it's telling you you're not and you're like, bitch, I'm watching. My eyes saw it. My ear heard it. You can't tell me I was late. I even started checking the thing on my speakers to make sure I wasn't late, because I was like, am I not hearing right? And I was like, no, I'm starting to get closer to the fucking end of this, but I can't fucking win. What the fuck? That's the only thing I'm going to complain about, is who it's picking whose internet. Headbangers is pretty fun, though. It was pretty fun. It's cute looking. Kind of reminds me of MarioWare.
You're a bunch of pigeons just like banging your heads. It's very silly looking.
Doing silly shit. It's just a bunch of rhythm game stuff. I played a game called Looks Good. And it was alright. You guys don't have to play that shit. It looks good. But it reminds me of... What is it? Everything to the left or a little to the left? If it's just about organization, it feels good to play in your head. You're like, ooh, puzzles and making everything organized and colors and pretty.
Yeah, I was watching you play that one.
It's a good relaxing game, but like, if you're not into that kind of shit, that's why I'm like, oh, if you don't even like the one that I was just talking about, a little to the left, then don't play this at all, because it's basically that game again. That's what it felt like to me. Just but in different books.
A little to the left is the one where you're like unpacking boxes, right?
Nah, the a little to the left is that one's unpacking. That one that you're talking about is just called unpacking.
Unpacking, of course.
Yeah, I know, right? A little to the left is where you have the similar puzzles, but you're doing it in your house, and there's a cat that kind of comes and messes it up. So there's kind of like this weird story going on, which you doing stuff or unpacking into this new house, but making it organized whilst being comfortable. Puzzles, yeah. Like I said, if you're not into this shit, you're not gonna play it. Oh god, I don't even know how to pronounce this one. Eti. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's how you say it, but it was weird. It is fucking weird. You are like taking colors out of the world and looking at different objects and getting and pulling those colors and then later having to go into your studio and make art for other people based off of colors and things that you pulled from the world.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's...
I don't remember watching you play that.
Yeah, you would have saw it. It looks like art. It's really artsy-fartsy. Like, you... If you're not into artsy-fartsies, you're probably not going to play this. That's all I'm going to say. Like, this game, I don't even know how to really describe it, because like I said, I was pulling elements and blobs of colors from the world and painting parts of the world that was black and white. And then because I gave color to one thing, it now is knowledge to me, so now I can paint it if somebody asked me for it. And I would bring color into a room and see people and get ideas, and it would pull ideas. It was weird. It was like...
That is weird. That's interesting.
Yeah. It's like how you would think in real life, oh, I see that, so I want to make it. But as a game, but weird. Like, it's the colors are floating to you as orbs, and it's strange. Like I said, I don't know how to describe it, but artsy-fartsy. If you're not into an artsy-fartsy game, then don't play this demo. I also played this game fucking called Paper Trail. Holy shit. Nah, Paper Trail's good. That's a good puzzle game. Fucking. The one where it was folding up like a book.
Oh,
and I kept
yeah.
folding the pages down to try to figure out how to get the character across to other parts of the book and world. I don't know what the story's gonna be, but holy shit. I love it. What the fuck? I'm just folding paper and I remember I was
watching you play that one. I thought, like, I was like, what is even going on?
It's like Origami the Game.
Yeah, it's like some weird, like, pop-up book almost.
Yeah.
You kind of, like, fold it in just the right way.
Yes.
Yeah, that was an interesting-looking game.
Yeah, that game looks like it's going to be on the Switch and everywhere, so you guys should check that one when it actually comes out. Or if there's a demo on the Switch or anywhere, you guys should play the demo. It's pretty good.
Definitely.
Also played a demo for Karma Zoo, which is about to come out. Another Devolver Digital. All their games are actually good, okay? Like, you're going to hear me complain right now. But it looks good, and it plays right. All their games are actually decent. Like, I've played a lot of Devolver Digital, and there's only certain ones that have not slapped with me. I forgot what the other one's called. Ninja Star, Ninja Something. Something with a throwing star. Do not like that game. And this one, Karma Zoo is not my jam. This is an online game, always online. You are playing with other people, and you're supposed to help each other get to the end of levels and get karma and be happy and open more animals and have more animals and different things that can do different stuff to help people to unlock puzzles. But guess what? When people are stupid, it doesn't go right. It doesn't fucking... You saw it. I was getting so fucking angry. I was like, come on! Come on! Press the button!
Press the goddamn button.
The people wouldn't press the button. I would open things for them, help them, and then when it was my turn, they would just leave me behind, and I'd be like, dude, we can't finish the level unless you help me. You think I'm, like, not... What? What? Do you understand what the game is? And I... Nope. Karma Zoo is not my game. It might be for other people. If you like playing online with random strangers and groups of people or whatever, maybe you can play Karma Zoo. Not for me. Not for me. Looks great. I love the art style. It's like black, dark deco fucking looking. It barely colored.
Yeah, it definitely looks good. I can imagine it being a lot funner if you could just play it as a couch co-op.
Yeah, maybe. Like, because then again, if you can't do it with two people and you needed more people to complete a puzzle, that's where I'm going to have a problem again, too. Because then you're both going to be pissed off sitting on the couch going, what the fuck? Press the button!
Now, I remember we got really into playing that game back in the day. What was it called? Ninja Plus or something like
what
that.
What the hell? Oh, wait! Is that... I swear I saw a friend that used to play that. Jumping around or something?
Like little stick figures, and yeah. You can, like, you're, like, jumping around, and you have to go through, and you have to, like, solve puzzles.
And yeah, and try stuff. Not to get shot up or something.
Not to die. But you can... It's a couch co-op.
I think they still make that shit.
But yeah, that was a pretty fun little puzzle game I remember playing. It kind of reminded me of that. But I was like, this would be funner if you could just play it like as a couch co-op. Because we had like four people playing at a time.
Oh, shit.
You know, and we would build puzzles ourselves. But one of my buddies, he built a puzzle where everybody had to die except for one person.
What?
So that one person could live.
What a mean puzzle. What the fuck?
It's such a mean puzzle, but it was like, nah, you have to hit that switch. But where do I land after I hit the switch? You don't. You die.
And another game to just avoid, I played a fucking demo called A Date with Death. No. I'm not even going to explain anything to you because of how poor it was to me. And everybody's trying to make it seem really awesome because I guess you talk in message board form. Boring ass game. Don't play it. Don't fucking play it. Now, let's move on to shit that we watched. We've been watching the new season of Lower Decks, dude. What do you think?
Oh, I fucking love it.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. But what is that ship? There's just this ship. And yeah. It's just taking shit out. Who is that?
And that's one thing I'm confused about. It doesn't even show up every episode.
No, and it's random. Yeah, like, we watched a whole other episode and it didn't even come.
Yeah, it didn't even show. There's been several
episodes. I just noticed that. What the fuck? Oh, what?
But yeah, there's some random ship that shows up and just kills everything.
Yeah.
Where it goes.
And so that's the new mystery of the season. I'm like, oh, what the fuck is up with that? And you're getting to see other ships lower decks. And that's interesting, too, in and of itself. Because they're
normally,
funny.
Though, if you're seeing their lower decks, like, at the end of mm-hmm. the episode, it means that ship's about to show up. Because that's what they'll do. It'll be like a Romulan, like, lower deck crew.
Yes.
Or something like that. And you're, like, the end of an episode.
Which one?
All of a sudden, their ship gets wiped out.
Which lower deck crew? Everybody was cantankerous. Everybody. I have an evil idea. My scheme's better. Everybody was a cantankerous asshole. Was that the Romulans?
I can't remember. Was it the Romulans?
Because I was just like, what the fuck? I'm going to kill him. No, I'm going to kill him first, and then I'll take him. I was like, what the fuck? Everybody's so evil ridiculous. On here.
It might have been the Klingons.
That might have been the Klingons. Oh my god.
I'm waiting to kill him or something like that. He's such a weak piece of shit or something.
It was just funny. All I know is, like, if you guys haven't started Lower Decks, you need to just start it and just start watching. Binge watch those seasons. It's so good.
Yeah, no, Lower Decks is pretty hilarious. If you're just looking for a funny cartoon show to watch that's sci-fi related,
yeah,
I highly suggest it. Even if you don't like Star Trek,
you'll like Lower Decks.
You'll like Lower Decks because a lot of it's making fun of Star Trek.
Yep. Let's see. We also watched the first season of Warrior. Holy shit. Okay.
That show's awesome.
Warrior's fucking awesome, you guys. You guys all need to watch some fucking Warrior. Like, damn. They're just running around beating people's ass. I mean just beating ass. Chopping people's fingers off. Chopping heads off. You like gore and blood and... Oh, yeah, you can watch this one. This one's good.
That's one of my favorite bits where that guy's head gets cut off where they're in that, like, dark alley.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even hear it happen.
Yeah.
And that guy's, because he's talking to his friend at the time, and he's like, did you hear that?
He's like, and that's what happened.
He, like, looks down, and his friend's head is just on the floor, and he's all, what's going on? And then he dies, too.
Yeah, and I was just like...
It happens so fast and so quiet.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, they just got assassinated, like...
Fuck.
It's so good. Yeah. How would you
that kung fu martial arts TV show?
It's a kung fu.
It's like a kung fu action show.
That's in.
I would say,
what time period would you call that?
It's basically that's like this would happen what after the Civil War or is it during the Civil War?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't actually put it, and it's. But I know it's old-timey.
1700s?
Because they're wearing poofies. Poofy shirts.
Maybe
and
this is like late 1700s, early 1800s.
Right.
It's happening after the Civil War.
Yeah, so...
I can't... They've said what time it's taking place in, but I can't remember the exact year.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of trying to place it in my head.
Yeah.
But it's like a... Peaky Blinders, but it's a kung fu show.
Yes, that's a good way to describe it. Yes, I like that description.
It's Peaky Blinders with kung fu.
Yes, and so far, I guess a little soap opery, because there's some stupid shit, but we don't gotta pay attention to that. We just gotta watch the fights.
Right? I just need the fights.
Because I like the story it's trying to tell, but the whole thing with the woman and her business, and then her and the love and the man, and then not really love, and then the bullshit goes into the sister. I'm like, oh, this is too much. It's so messy.
Yeah, it definitely gets soap opery with all the different relationships going on and stuff.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I just want to see fights.
And then, yeah, they keep introducing more characters.
Yeah, and I'm okay with some of the new characters, because there's, like, another assassin.
Like in season 2, they introduced that Drunken Master.
Okay, the Drunken Master's cool, and the other assassin's cool. That the one that they were just like, oh, they're so quiet and not. Oh no, they're not.
Yeah.
No, oh no, they're not. Just whipping ass. Slicing motherfuckers
up. Yeah. No. The Drunken Master was really cool when you see him fight for the first time.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's why he acts so crazy.
He's fucking awesome. You guys just check that show. It's actually really good. Don't let it get canceled. Okay.
Yeah, watch Warrior.
We also watched. Okay, this one. You better not make more. The Crowded Room. The Crowded Room. Do not. It is good the way it is. This is it, just this short little series.
Leave it right there.
Leave it right fucking here. Leave it right fucking here. Because if you make more, it's gonna be fucked up.
Yeah, because I liked the way that it ended.
Me too.
And it should just stay where it is.
Yes, it's nice where it ended. The Crowded Room is very crazy. You never know what's going on. I don't want to say too much because that might give it away. Because there's a lot of shit that you're going to be like, is it real or not real? And I don't want to...
Yeah, exactly. It makes you question a lot of what's happening a lot of the time.
But it got, what's-his-name in it? What's his name?
Tom Holland.
It's
probably his best, like, serious performance.
Yeah, right? But, oh my god, he's not cute in this. So if you're going, oh, sexy Tom... No, he's going to look like shit. He looks like shit. And it's really awesome. No,
it was funny. I read some interview with him, and he was like, oh, yeah, my girlfriend Zendaya had to put up with me looking like shit for months while I was making this. He was like, I feel bad for her.
Yeah, because he looked like shit, and it's good. It's awesome. I love it.
But he looks like garbage.
And it fits the character that he's portraying very well, and it's really good. If you have time, please watch The Crowded Room. You will thank me for this. Your brain will melt, and you will come back and be like, why? And it was good.
Why? Why?
We also finished Disenchantment, because this was the final season of Disenchantment.
Boring.
Thank fucking God, because it was fucking boring, and it contradicted itself near the end. It, like, totally killed a character, and then brought them back to life again in the end after showing them being murdered. Like, smashed
more,
in.
More than that, it's just, it got boring and...
Oh, the bad writing! That was just bad writing.
Like, the early seasons are fun, but, like, it just... I was like, oh, when is this gonna be over?
This is not no, awesome, like, Futurama. I don't like this one as much as I like Futurama. I'm sorry. Like, this one... Nope, and, like, if you're, like, a Simpsons fan, you're like, oh, ooh, yeah, you know what? Simpsons might be a little bit better than this, too. Yeah. No. This is not it.
I'm really only into Futurama.
I love Futurama. You already know I love Futurama. I love my Bender. Bender. Right. Fuck yeah. Gotta watch the new Futurama. We watched about like 3 episodes of Gen V. And if you have not seen anything about Gen V, first off, where you be at? You need to be watching this. Watch Gen V and The Boys.
No, well, like, yeah, first off, if you haven't seen The Boys, you need to watch The Boys.
And
then watch Gen V.
And, you know, you should probably watch Diabolical, because this kind of feels like this came off of the idea.
Well, Diabolical is part of The Boys, even though it's, some of it's like, not yeah. canon.
Mm-hmm. But some of it is.
Some of Diabolical isn't canon and isn't really part of the show.
And some of it is.
Some of it is. There's certain episodes you'd be like, oh, that's obviously part of the show.
Yeah. And, no, dude, Gen V, it's like kids with powers at college or school or something?
I think it's like a community college. It's like a university.
University? There we go. Something.
Feels like a community college.
Right? Because the way how it's open and how they... Yeah, I felt the same way. That's why I was like, I don't know where it's a school. That's the best I can tell you. They're old enough to drink, so it's a college or something.
Definitely
yeah.
a college campus.
Holy shit, is it crazy. Like, first episode, they're just murking people.
Yeah, oh yeah, like, immediately.
Like, I don't even want to ruin it for you, but you're gonna see characters and be like, that guy's gonna be a problem, and then you're gonna be like, what the fuck? They changed everything. They changed.
Yeah, right.
Everything.
Yeah, no. There were certain characters that I saw like right off the bat that I was like, "Oh, that guy's probably going to be a villain." And he like died.
Yeah, and there's characters that I'm like super powerful. That's going to be so crazy. And then no, no. And then they're doing like crazy shit to the kids. They're kidnapping some of them. And oh, dude, there's weird shit going on. It's such a good. It's so good. It's interesting.
They're like getting experimented on and shit.
Yeah, I don't know what. I feel like they're going to somehow make it lead into The Boys, and make it make all the sense in the world. So I'm like, I'm gonna wait. But what I'm really gonna get mad about, we got this the fucking main right now. I swear to God, if she doesn't do fucking Avatar fucking bloodbending, I will lose my mind.
Oh, yeah, the main
character. I'm gonna get mad. Yes.
Yeah,
her powers are too good and they're not being used right.
Yeah, and I don't really feel like she's using her powers properly either. Well, especially in that world where everybody's just dying around you constantly, you could use the fuck out of your powers.
Right, the way that if she doesn't use bloodbending, I'm just gonna be hurt. That's all I want to say is I'm calling those kind of powers right now, and if you don't use them, I'm gonna be so pissed. Don't you be throwing your own blood, damn it. Use other people.
Yeah,
damn
use
it.
Other people's blood.
I'm gonna keep getting mad about this fucking show. Okay, and then we checked out the Continental. We haven't finished it, but we checked it out.
Started watching that miniseries, The Continental. It's all right.
Yeah, it's like the young. I don't even know what his name is. The young concierge. Is that what he was?
No, he's not the concierge. He's like the hotel manager.
The manager. Yeah, I don't know what his name was.
I can't remember what his name is right now. I'm not huge into John Wick. I think it's fun, but I'm not like it.
Yeah, because it's not believable.
Not
as
obsessed
much.
With
yeah,
it.
But the world of John Wick. This is from the world of John Wick. Young him is fucking showing you how he came up to, I guess, get the fucking building that he had.
Yeah, the guy that owns the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
The Continental, how he ended up being in charge of it.
And it's, so far, it's violent. It reminds me of John Wick. It's interesting. I was enjoying myself, so if you like John Wick, you'll probably like this, so you should check it out. We watched, we started doing our watch list.
For October.
Yeah.
October watch list. All right, let's get to that.
So let's talk about a little bit of the movies. So, because I didn't add all the movies that we watched because it's just too many movies.
Yeah, we'll try and get to it again here next week.
Mad God. Is that what it was called?
Mad God. It was that animated one we had talked about that we were going to be watching it.
It was strange.
It was very strange. I feel like it was a little bit overhyped. People
were
telling me it was this like amazing stop motion animation film.
Yeah.
And at first, I was like, "Oh, this is interesting." But then they like cut to like live action at times, and it just kind of broke the
immersion.
Yeah, what? The immersion into the story.
Yeah, it
that
does.
Because
I forgot it started showing people like working and
And
shit.
I feel like it was overhyped because I had a lot of people tell me like, "Oh, it's one of the most like amazing stop motions I've ever seen."
I was expecting something like Coraline or something crazy, but it was not what I thought it was. I was thinking something completely different.
Still great.
It's good.
In terms of, like, stop motion animation,
the way it looks,
I had a great time watching those scenes.
There's some gross, looking depictions of characters and stuff.
Yeah.
And the way that it's animated, it is very thing-ish. Is that what I want to say?
Yeah, very much like John Carpenter's thing, yes.
And it was cool. I digged it. The wet, shiny, gross skinness.
Yeah. Stuff like that was really fun, you know. It's definitely enjoyable if you like stop motion, but like, there's not really like a definite story going on there.
Yeah, and if there is, I don't think I caught it completely.
Yeah, or they just didn't get it across because I kind of understood like, okay, there's something going on here.
Because there wasn't like talking, there was sound, but
yeah, no one ever talks.
But there was sound, like, don't get us wrong, like, you'll hear sounds, but there's not talking. So that's why I'm like, we're not entirely sure, and it's not, like, straightforward like the Red Turtle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not straightforward like the Red Turtle. Like, if you want to watch a movie where there's no talking, That's a good film.
I might rewatch that movie. Damn it, I like that.
I haven't watched
movie.
Red Turtle in a while.
Exactly.
That's a good movie.
I like that movie. And then I put this one on here. I put Sin City 1 and 2 because I never seen any of them. And now it made me want to read the comics so that I can have a better understanding, because we watched the extended, I guess, the version that the person wanted it to be, and it's a different order than what some of you guys have seen. And I was like, what? So now I'm like confused, so now I have to read? Because it's interesting. Like, okay, Sin City 1, wow, the guy, he's crazy, and then the yellow bastard, all of that. I love the color scheme and the art stuff for Sin City 1. It's beautiful.
But, like, the way it just kind of, it does, the second Sin City movie doesn't look the same as the first one.
Okay, yeah. Now, when it comes back in, okay, and then that pisses me off. What's up with the guy in his face? I had a different face, and it just looks just kind of like him again. And I'm like, bitch.
Like he went to, like, a hairstylist. And it's supposed to be the guy from the first movie with the red Converse.
What fucked me up?
And I'm like, why didn't they just get that same actor to come back to do those scenes? What the
fuck? Yeah, but it fucked me up because the fucking bitch looks dead ass at him, and he's like, oh, you think we wouldn't know who you were? I'm like, yeah, I know, right? I'm sitting in my chair over here going, yup, I knew who he was too. You did?
She looks the same. It didn't change at all.
It didn't even look like you really fucking changed your face.
And in the comic book, that it's so much more of a, like, he does look
a real change.
Know? Which is why I was like, why didn't you just get the actor from the first movie that was, that's who it was?
Yes.
It was supposed to be, because in the first movie, it's him after getting plastic surgery. In the first movie. And so they have a different actor playing him in the second movie, but I thought they were going to do the whole transition, and they fucking didn't. And I was like, that was dumb.
So stupid, yeah.
I'm like, so what? He just went to a fucking hairstylist?
Yeah, because, like, when you look at him, you're going to be like, those actors look very similar, and it didn't look like they changed faces at all. You're going to look at it and even think that.
It's the same fucking guy.
And be like...
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just get the actor from the first movie to come in?
Yeah, I don't know. If you were going to just do that, you could have did that.
We just used the same actor and just put a wig on him.
Right? We put a little wig on him.
It was so fucking lazy in the second movie. I was like... I think there had to be something where the guy from the first movie was like, I just don't want to come back and do it or something like that.
Why? I hate when people go to movies that you know, or something, to a series that you know that will be bigger, or possibly could be bigger, and you're like, oh, just the first one.
That's also stop a problem doing that. With the second Sin City movie, is they waited so fucking long to make a sequel.
I'm watching them now, and they're out, but you guys had to wait, like, I don't know, 7, 10 years more?
I can't even remember how much time has been the first and the second one. I remember when I heard they were making a second one, I was all...
The fuck?
Huh?
Yeah, because it took so long. After finding out how old it was, yeah.
I remember after seeing Sin City originally, because I went and I saw it in theaters, I was like, oh man, can't wait for the sequel. And then, like, years passed, and I was like, I guess they're just never doing that. And then they did just out of the blue, and it doesn't look as good as the first one.
No! It's because I feel like they're using a different program, which they are, because it's a newer program, and it's making everything more clean, and it does not give the same gritty effect that it's giving in the first movie.
The first one, like, looks more gritty, but also at the same time having this, like, clean look to it.
Yes, and it looks like they also had, like, a film, an old film, like, you know how old film would have, like, running pop-pops and weird white stuff coming
like
up?
That.
Yeah.
They made it look more like a noir film.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the second one reminds me more of a detective something.
Yeah.
Detective something. Very clean. It's too clean. Like, oh, it looks...
Well, I mean, both of them are supposed to have that, like, whole, like, detective...
I know,
look,
but, like...
But, like, the second one's too clean, and the first one looks more like a... More noir. Yeah.
When you say noir, I'm like, oh, noir, first movie. The second one, I'm like, oh...
Too clean,
so it just looks like I don't know what I'm thinking of. Just a normal, clean detective show. Just anything you could think of. But just black and white, though.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, I'm depicting old, but I look so new. It's very weird. But yeah, the first movie, though, it's really good. It's really good. I was in.
And I was telling you, I was like, you should really like sit down and read the comic book.
And now I'm going to, so I'll probably come back eventually, you guys, and talk to you about comics randomly.
I'd be like, oh, I read the Sin City comic books, and they're better than the movies, because of course they are.
Yeah, and everybody's going to be like, oh, you're barely reading that shit now? And I'm like, yes! You know I don't read shit immediately. You know it takes me forever. I'm still barely finishing Queen of the Damned. Like, I'm so close to the end. And you guys, I'm going to come back to you with that. I'm really mad about that. But you guys, it's time for you guys to take a little break, alright? And we're back, and it's time for Praise and Shit.
Oh, we return. Praise and Shit, it's been so long.
And this week's praise is that the FCC says that Comcast and Spectrum and AT&T and basically anybody that gives you fucking asshole internet has to show you the fucking true cost and the speed of the internet starting in April of 2024, which is good because they keep increasing the internet and our speeds aren't going up. Has anybody been paying attention? Like, what the fuck are we paying for?
It's more expensive for slower internet.
Yeah. Why?
Congratulations.
Why? Why is it more expensive for slower fucking internet? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, oh my god. Come on. Nah. So, now that they'll have to show it, they can't lie to us anymore, which is great. And let's move on to the shit this week. Oh, Amazon plans to add commercial breaks to your Prime videos. They claim they will show you less ads than cable. But they're going to show you ads. If you want to not have ads, you have to pay an additional $2.99 per month, plus your annual subscription.
What?
Yup. So, you're already paying almost $100-something for this bullshit, because you probably have the Super Prime, where you get the shipping and all the stuff. So, now you have to add $2 more to that. That's so fucking shit, because they just want to give you ads. They're just trying to employ ads. They're going to increase this price every fucking time. Be like, okay, it was $2.99. Let's see if we could get them to pay $5. Let's see if we can. Oh, now $10? Let's see if we could get them to pay $10 to not be ads.
$10.
Watch, and it's just gonna keep getting more expensive to the point where it's like $20 or $30 added onto your annual. Watch, I'm calling it right now because that's bullshit. There's no reason for them to show you ads. The whole reason we had streaming, everybody. Back in the day, we had cables with tons of commercials. Then they came out with streaming, and they said, there ain't no ads in Stream World. Now they just keep trying to fucking...
Gotta put ads everywhere, gotta put ads. Even when you pay to not have ads, they're like, well, you're still gonna have a few ads.
Right? They're just making it so that you always have to fucking see an ad. They're just always trying to make money, even though they have money. They don't need more money. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your business was awesome and you left it the same, like, let's say that Netflix left it at the $7.99 when we first got it, and they didn't add no ads, and it's still that way right now. I bet you they would be the highest performing thing if they would have left it low and just no ads, because people will come. They just seem to go, nah, fuck it. That's not. It's more worth it to put more money into ads and everything, and then people can leave and we'll still get money.
Yeah.
We'll just increase the price on everybody else.
Stuff like that pisses me off with Netflix, because I'm like, you guys already make a ton of money. Like, their problem is that they also invest a ton of money into dog shit.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
If you look at all the dumb fucking things that Netflix tries to produce when they should just be consolidating and trying to make a few good things.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's where you guys are wasting fucking money. And then you cancel your few good shows.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. But, yeah, I guess Amazon's soon going to follow suit, and soon they're going to probably tell you you can't password share, and they're going to tell you all kinds of other shit. We're just going to wait until they all do this and fuck themselves, because eventually it's going to turn into cable, and everybody's just going to go back.
My favorite that I was reading about is Netflix now wants to open brick-and-mortar stores.
Yes.
And I was like, why?
That you destroyed Blockbuster, so you want to go back and be Blockbuster? I hope you're selling more than that.
I'm like, it's not going to work. I mean, look at things like GameStop that are going under. You really think you're going to be, like, the one?
Unless, let me see. Fix computers and give me stuff for to watch and gaming. That's the only thing I could think of that would be like a good store.
So it was like a gaming and like entertainment store or something like that. I don't know, but I don't think it's gonna work.
Unless they think they're gonna come back and become New Hastings.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Because I liked Hastings, but I don't know. People were like, no. So
I fucking doubt it. No one's been like Hastings. I don't even know why Hastings went under. It was one of the few places we did go.
Yep, and I like Hastings. That's what I'm saying. It really sucked that they went under. Let's move on to what's on Ivy's mind. My mind this week. So, Elon Musk couldn't get you to use Twitter. So he called it X. And he changed it. He spent all kinds of money. So now, that didn't work. So, he's still not making money. So now, he wants you to pay him $1 a year to tweet or even retweet if you're a new user. I don't know how it's going to affect old users, because I was like, what if you just go make an account because we heard about this, and so we don't pay?
I guarantee you this is going to affect old users.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't know how it's going to affect old users.
I guarantee you.
But it will. So, I guess if you don't pay, you can just do what everybody else does, is search it on the internet and just look at it, because I don't see the point of having a Twitter. So, I don't even know. Do you guys think this is just going to blow up in his face like everything fucking else?
Yeah, but he's also just going to still be massively wealthy and it's not going to matter.
Is it? Or is he going to cry like a little bitch boy like he's been doing with his Tesla stocks?
I mean, he always cries like a little bitch boy, but like the thing is, he will always be massively wealthy.
He will, but he don't want to fail, and everything he does fails.
No, that's been a constant with this guy.
This guy sucks.
He's someone that fails upward.
But that's
not
how he feels.
He fails upward.
I guess.
I don't know why he doesn't feel that way. It just seems like he does rash, insane things, and he gets fucked for it, but then he still turns around
yep.
and makes money off of
yep,
it and comes out on top.
Exactly.
So he always wins.
That's how I feel, too.
People can say all the time, like, oh, he lost, or, yeah, he's an idiot that fails upwards. He doesn't lose. I don't know how.
Right.
I can't explain it.
I don't like this.
Good for him, I guess, that he constantly fails upward, and that he's also just completely and totally in charge of our society. Like, I think I was reading something, he controls more than half of the satellites in our sky. So just good for him. He's one of the dumbest human beings on the planet. He's the richest human being on the planet. And he's pretty much just in control of anything and could ruin anybody's life if he decided that he wanted to.
See, that's fucking terrible.
That's who he is.
See? And it doesn't even fuck him. Like, somebody or something, please get him in trouble enough to fuck him. He sucks.
It'll never happen.
Sucks.
The man is
fucking ass.
Like, he's like the god of our civilization.
He's an ass. I don't know why
we have presidents or kings. It should just be like Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos, and we're all just like, yes, thank you, sir.
Right, all these rich fucking people.
That should be our
sucks.
Society at this point. I don't know why we even have a government. It should just be those three in a room all arguing with each other to decide what we do.
You guys...
that's what it is anyway, I feel like.
Right? They need to fucking figure... somebody needs to do something, or somebody figure something out, or tax, or do something. I don't care what it is, do something. It's not working. These rich people are doing too much,
yeah,
and
no,
it's ridiculous.
At the point how our world works, yeah, like, I don't even care anymore. I'd be okay with that. Just the 12 richest motherfuckers in the world, whoever the 12 richest motherfuckers are, just let them make all the decisions going forward, because that's already how it is. And just let's just be transparent about it. Fuck having politicians.
Right.
It's a fucking show anyway. A fucking clown show.
Right.
Just get rid of it all. Just be like, hey, these 12 rich fuck up motherfuckers, they're the richest people. If you make more money than them, then you'll like usurp them.
See. It's all about money, dude.
All about money. Let's just admit that and be transparent with it. I don't fucking care anymore.
But all right, you guys, we've reached the end of the show. Thank you for listening. You can find us on the Instagram, the Discord, and the Threads. Leave comments, questions, suggestions, and aggressions on all your things, recordings, all that bullshit. Post art. I don't even care.
Bullshit. Post whatever you want.
Literally post a butt. I don't really care.
Send me a picture of your butthole. I don't care.
It'd be funny.
As long as you're of age.
Don't do that, right? Don't do any of that. Just send me pictures or random stuff. Or tell me that we suck. I don't really care. That's still funny.
Yeah, I really don't care.
That's funny, too. What's happening next week?
Next week's episode, we're going to teach you how to make more money than Elon Musk and be the ruler of not just the world, but the universe.
So oh, Jesus. Next week,
tune in.
All right, you guys. Learn that new advice next week. Peace!